Welcome to the iPod, a podcast series from Ophthalmology Times, where we engage with key opinion leaders about the latest innovations in the areas of surgery, clinical diagnosis, drug therapy, research, technology, or practice management. Our next episode features Dr. Elizabeth Yu, a cornea, cataract, and refractive surgeon at Virginia Eye Consultants. Dr. Yu shares results from the Saturn 1 pivotal phase 2b3 trial evaluating the safety and efficacy of a new investigational therapeutic from Tarsus Pharmaceuticals called TP-03, which is lotilaner ophthalmic solution 0.25%, for the treatment of patients diagnosed with Demodex blepharitis. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Yu, and I'm a cornea, cataract, and refractive surgeon at Virginia Eye Consultants. As you know, Demodex blepharitis is a highly prevalent ocular disease affecting as many as 25 million Americans, or 1 in 12 Americans, essentially, and upwards of 58% of patients who are coming into our clinics every day. And despite this high prevalence and burden that Demodex blepharitis certainly creates as an ocular surface disease, there are yet no FDA-approved therapies to manage this disease process. While TP-03 is well-characterized, it's an anti-parasitic agent that paralyzes and eradicates Demodex mites by selectively inhibiting parasite-specific GABA chloride channels. It comes from veterinary medicine, where it has been used extensively with great efficacy and safety data for use in our pets. And I can just share with you that essentially with regards to the top line data, all primary and secondary endpoints from Saturn 1 have been met with very high statistically significant differences. And ultimately, these are the reasons why I'm so encouraged by the results, which is truly a first of its kind for Demodex blepharitis. So the Saturn 1 trial was significant in several ways. Firstly, as I mentioned, it met all its endpoints. And additionally, it met clinically meaningful improvements that were observed within 2 weeks across multiple endpoints. It also demonstrated statistically significant erythema cure on its own, which is a truly meaningful measurement because we know that erythema or redness is a consequence of inflammation. And so for lotilaner and TP-03 to be able to reduce and cure that erythema in a statistically meaningful way, that is very impactful for me as a clinician, speaking to the power of lotilaner itself. And secondly, TP-03 was well tolerated. It had a great safety profile, similar to the vehicle group. There were no serious treatment-related adverse events, nor any treatment-related adverse events that led to treatment discontinuation. And additionally, 92% of patients in the TP-03 arm reported that the drop was neutral to very comfortable. So next, I'd like to talk more specifically about the Saturn 1 study design, as well as the results and what they mean. Saturn 1 was a randomized controlled double-masked trial evaluating the safety and efficacy of TP-03 in adults with Demodex blepharitis. This multi-center trial was conducted across 15 sites and enrolled 421 adults age 18 and over. The study looked at a few points: one, collarettes; two, mites and mite eradication; and three, erythema or redness of the eyelid, which, as we understand, are visible signs of the disease. So with that being said, the mean collarette at baseline was approximately 3, which meant that a third to two-thirds of the lid had collarettes across it. This means that there was approximately 100 collarettes per upper lid. The mite density at baseline was an average of 3 mites per lash. For instillation of the drop, the instructions were that one drop of TP-03 was self-administered twice a day in each eye for 6 weeks, and patients were instructed to not touch or rub their lid margin. They were also not allowed to use any other treatment for blepharitis, such as lid hygiene, during the trial or within 14 days leading up to enrollment. The Saturn 1 data showed that 43% of patients on TP-03 achieved that primary endpoint of collarette cure, or grade 0 meaning no more than 2 collarettes across the entire lash margin at day 43. And this was compared to 7% on vehicle. And based on feedback that Tarsus received from the FDA, this regulatory primary endpoint is what the company needs in order to achieve and to be able to submit an NDA, assuming they see similar results in the Saturn II study. And a couple of important notes with regards to collarettes. Collarettes, or cylindrical dandruff, are truly the pathognomonic sign of a Demodex mite infestation, which is the underlying cause of Demodex blepharitis. They are most easily observed at the base of the upper eyelashes when the patients are looking down during a standard eye examination. Just as meaningful or more meaningful than that grade 0 of collarette cure that was achieved is really looking at the collarette grade that is clinically meaningful to me. So the collarette grade is a nonlinear scale. And if you look at grade 1, grade 1 was between 3 to 10 collarettes or 3 to 10 lashes involving collarettes. And to evaluate patients and see what patients actually achieved a collarette grade or 1 or 0 by day 43 after TPO3 use twice daily, that was achieved in 81% of patients compared to 23% of those on vehicle. This is so important because the average collarette grade was a 3. So upwards of 2/3 or 100 lashes of collarettes, down by 90% to 10 collarettes or less by the end of the study without any rubbing or mechanical component, just the drop itself. So this is very impressive in my view, and this further demonstrates and it further supports the fact that collarettes are the byproduct of the Demodex mite infestation. A secondary endpoint of complete mite eradication achieved statistically significant results by day 15, and 68% of patients on TPO3 achieved mite eradication compared to 18% of vehicle by day 43. And this further reinforces that TPO3 is getting to the root cause of the disease by eradicating the mites. Another secondary endpoint was a composite cure that combined both the collarette cure and the erythema, and there were statistically significant and clinically meaningful results that were seen here as well. What was really unique and exciting for me was just looking at the TPO3 erythema alone. 1 in 5 patients experienced a complete erythema or redness cure, and 45% of all patients on TPO3 demonstrated at least a grade 1 improvement in their erythema scale. And both of these results speak to the power of lotilaner alone, because eradicating the Demodex is quickly managing and taking care of the inflammation in both a statistically significant and clinically meaningful manner. TPO3 was well tolerated, and 92% of patients reported that the eye drop was neutral to very comfortable. All treatment-related ocular adverse events in the TPO3 group were mild, with the most common being instillation site pain, burning, or stinging, and this was seen in 11.8% of patients in the TPO3 arm as compared to 7.7% in the vehicle arm, and there was no statistically significant difference between the two. Other adverse events occurring at a rate of greater than 1% in the TPO3 group included instillation site pruritus or itching, reduced visual acuity, eye pain, and eye discharge, and these each represented only 1.4% of the patients, or truly a sample size, or only 3 patients with each of those. So in conclusion, the results of Saturn I are truly remarkable and unique because it demonstrates the significant potential of a first-in-class medication and being able to treat our patients and benefit our patients who are struggling with Demodex blepharitis, which is all too common. The SATURN-1 trial met all of its primary and secondary endpoints and demonstrated positive and clinically significant improvements for patients who were treated with TP-03 within 2 weeks across many endpoints, including choleric rate improvement, as well as with mite eradication rates. The SATURN-2 phase 3 trial is currently underway with the same endpoints as SATURN-1, and we look forward to seeing the results as a next step on the path to developing a potential new treatment for patients with Demodex blepharitis.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the iPod. We hope you subscribe at iTunes and let us know what topics you'd like to hear more about. Stay connected by going to ophthalmologytimes.com, subscribing to our newsletter, and following us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. We'll see you next time.